Listen to me. I'm not going to spend another night like last night, okay? I can live without furniture. I can't live without you. You're my wife, and I love you. Let's go work this thing out. Come on.
It's your boy, Shiny Shine, coming back to you again. I hope you had a good week. Hope you had a good Labor Day Monday. I had a good week and a Labor Day Monday. And so, yeah, y'all. But now, let's commission to the hot topics. First thing first, Holly Bailey. Not Holly Berry. Holly Bailey. Little Mermaid. Saw the teaser, guys. I actually loved it. It was really good. I enjoyed it. And I'm actually really excited for the movie to come out. My inner childhood is coming out. Because I'm a huge... I was definitely a Disney kid back in the day. So, watched a lot of Disney movies. So, I know Holly, she gonna kill that. She gonna kill it. She gonna kill the role. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited. Next topic. College football. My goodness, this past Saturday, there were so much upsets. Notre Dame lost to Marshall. App State beat Texas A&M. Shoot, Alabama almost got upset. They almost lost. They only won by 1 point, 20-19. I'm looking forward to this Saturday and see like what other upsets we're going to get for next week, because it was just definitely interesting. So many good games. You know, my Buckeyes, they hold their own. They did their thing. You know, they beat Notre Dame the first game, and we crushed Arkansas State the second game. We going to be all right. You feel me? You know, I ain't going to hold you. Notre Dame had us scared, you know, the first half. But, you know, second half, I knew my Buckeyes was going to do it. You feel me? But anyways, enough with the hot topics. Let's dive into the main discussion. Y'all see it in the title. You heard it in the intro. Come on, let's talk. Let's work this out. But the problem is, we as a people in this day and age, we lack communication. We're socially awkward, guys. We try to avoid tough conversations, but somehow love to fight with one another on social media, or express how we feel, or express our problems on social media. We don't know how to talk to each other, you know, and regain.us, an article by Abigail Boyd, she said that study shows that 67.5% of marriages in the U.S. ends primarily due to communication problems. The number one reason for divorce in the U.S. is the lack of communication. Heck, one of the main reasons why we get in arguments with our partner, a family member, a friend, a coworker, is the lack of communication. And the crazy part is, we don't even know how to communicate to ourselves. Sean, what do you mean by that? Well, let me tell you. Love itself is a communication. You got the five love languages, right? Quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, gifts. And I keep on saying it, and I'm going to keep on preaching it. You must love yourself before you love someone else. And so maybe your love is quality time. But for you, you spend your quality time with your friends, but you ain't set aside some me time. Or maybe your love language is not quality time. Let's just say another example. Maybe your love language is words of affirmation. So during your down times, instead of you encouraging yourself, maybe even going into the mirror of speaking life into yourself, being Building up confidence in yourself. Or maybe for my Christians out there, maybe you just go to a different room and just start praying. And you know, praying over, you know, the tough times, the hard season you're in right now. You don't. You know, you don't do or you don't communicate to yourself the love language that you need. And so maybe there are just times where we're drained and we wonder why, because we pour into other people and it's so important that we need to pour into ourselves. And so one of the ways to pour into yourself is communicating to yourself. Just communication, just period. We can't read each other's minds. I can't read that person's mind. We need to talk. We can't just assume. We need to communicate. I'm telling you, it's going to fix everything. It's going to fix a lot of problems. It's going to fix the little things that maybe be bothering us. So let's start to talk to each other. So you already know communications, I break it down into three sections. So point number one, communication, it comprehends. Before you even speak, what do you must do? Listen. Listen before you speak, because God gave us two ears and one mouth. And I actually explained it in episode 4 about being observant. Take everything that is being said to you. Understand what is being communicated. If it's confused, then of course, ask questions for clarity. And that actually really should be another episode. Another thing that we really need is really we need to start asking questions. So we can have better understandings if need be. So we really need to stop being afraid. Just really ask questions. But again, another topic for another day. But if you're confused, ask questions. Point number two, consider. As we think on the things that were communicated to us, we should consider all of the things to communicate. How should we communicate? Because, you know, guys, not everyone is the same. I'll give you a prime example. My freshman Coach Hunter, football, you know, to be exact, because I didn't tell y'all the sport. But my freshman coach, Coach Hunter was tough, man, but he was amazing coach. He knew one thing that he did great. He knew how to communicate. And so Coach Hunter could communicate when someone messed up, you know. I'm trying to think of a particular person in my mind, of my teammates, my colleagues. I would say, I'm not going to give out names. But I would say I remember this one person where he messed up and Coach Hunter chewed him out. He chewed him out. Man, he got in. He went off. But that didn't faze my teammate. That didn't faze that particular teammate of mine. He understand and he moved forward, and the end result, he did better. And then I remember another teammate of mine where he messed up. He didn't chew him out. He didn't yell at him. He pulled him aside and he encouraged him. And then the result of that, he did better. Everybody is different. You can't treat everybody the same. It's extremely important on how we should communicate. You know, I can't speak to Tommy on how I'm going to speak to Tim. Tommy and Tim. I can't communicate to Tommy how I'm going to communicate to Tim, because they're two totally different people. The way I might talk to Tommy might not be the way how I talk to Timmy. Because Timmy might feel some type of way on how I be communicating to Tommy. So if I try to communicate to Timmy how I communicate to Tommy, Timmy might feel some way. Or maybe I'm communicating to Timmy and I try to act with Tommy, Tommy might feel some way. We must learn how should we communicate? The next thing, love is a communication, like I said, the love languages. So I need to not only show myself love, but show my friends, my family members, my partners, my co-workers, colleagues, you know, if, you know, the bond is there. But everybody has a love language. Maybe, you know, as I, you know, from episode 4, be observant, and I tend to figure that out, maybe I need to communicate that way. You know, another point when you're considering, what is the right thing to say? Whew. Because at times, the right thing to say is nothing at all. And I'll give you an example. I had a friend who was going through something. That friend vented to me. You know, that friend was telling me everything that was going on. I didn't need to communicate. I didn't need to speak. I didn't. I just needed to be there. And so by me being there was a communication to my friend. It was actually giving out a love language. It was giving quality time. I was there. I was there to listen. And my friend got all of it out. And it made that friend feel a lot better. The last thing to consider, when is it the right time to communicate? And I think that's the hardest part out of all the things to consider when communicating. When is the right time? And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. It will never be on your time. It will never be on a person that you're communicating to, his nor her time to talk. It won't. And then if you decide that, hey, I have a problem with someone, so I'm going to speak on it now, you know, and if it's not the right time, most times it won't go well. Most times it's going to turn out to an argument. Most times you're not going to get what you're looking for. The end result is not what you're looking for. And it can tend to, you know, hurt you if it does, or it can tend to stress you out, or, you know, it could tend to be a waste of time, you know, because that's not really your intentions on why you wanted to have the conversation in the first place, if needed to be a conversation. But there is a right time to communicate. And at times, there will be some communications that need to happen now. And there needs to be some communication when it happens later. It just depends on the situation. But don't do it on your time. And don't do it on their time. Everything is timing. Timing is everything, people. And my last point, communication is a choice. You have a choice on how you want to talk to people, how you want to communicate, whether it's having a tough conversation or whether it's just talking, period. Just talking in general. The choice is yours. You have the power to choose on how you communicate to not only yourself, but to your family members, to your friends, to your partner, to your coworkers, to your boss, to your colleagues, everybody, even to strangers. You have a choice. The choice is yours and yours alone. God gave you the ability to choose. However, just know, whatever you choose, two things will happen. And my mama said it best. Everything you do has a consequence. Whether it's a good consequence or a bad consequence. Whether it's positive or negative. So choose wisely. Choose wisely. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the choice is yours. And lastly, before we hop into the call-in section, we're human, y'all. We won't get it right all the time. We won't. So please show yourself some grace, because we will fall short. We will have our shortcomings. Again, we won't get it right all the time. Again, we will miscommunicate. We're human. Please learn from it. Show yourself some grace. And let's do better. Let's move forward. And let's do better. All right? And that's it. All right, y'all. We about to hop into these call-in sections. So let's keep on communicating. Let's talk it up. And then we got our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Azriel Jordan, and I'm from Dayton, Ohio. But I definitely attend Central State University.
Yes, sir. My alma mater, man. My guy, man. How you been, bro?
I'm good, man. Just living the best life out here.
Hey, man, I feel you, man. I'm proud of you, man. Keep it going, bro. Keep on shaking the yard, man. I see it, bro. It makes me feel like I need to go back home real quick. Hold on.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. So let me tell you the question of the day. So, you know, for this episode, we were talking about communication. So it's kind of a two-part to the question. So the first part is, what is your top love language for you? And how do you show yourself the love language that is the top for you, I guess? Yeah.
Okay. So my love languages are physical touch, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We have words of affirmation.
Right.
Would that count as, with the little things count, appreciation?
Hmm.
Would that be counted as words of affirmation or?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's only two, three, but those are the top two,
mm-hmm,
that are the most important.
Important to you. Now, yes. in words, in physical touch and words of affirmation, how do you show that to yourself?
So to myself, words of affirmation. I know this year, since I'm an RA, I do have on my door, I do have like motivation, or on the front and back, actually. Mm-hmm. From the outside and inside, I have motivational quotes that I write every day, or at least try to every day, and then Bible scriptures on the inside.
Mm.
The best that I can do with words of affirmation. For physical touch, I know last year I did a lot of movement. This year I'm worried about relaxing myself and making sure I'm at a calm state.
Mm.
This year, even though I'm still a busy person, a busy man,
okay,
this year I'm still trying to relax. So that's the best of physical touch that I can get into.
Amen, brother. Hey, man, I appreciate you for your answer, man, giving it to the people, giving them the wisdom and knowledge and testimony. Appreciate you always. And since this is the first time you ever called on the show and you're the first caller, bro, you're the lucky caller of the day, bro. So you already know, man, send me your Cash App. And I do have your Cash App, so you about to get blessed, man. I'm about to see you some money, man.
Appreciate you, man.
And we have our second caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Michael Anthony Thomas.
Where are you from, Michael Anthony Thomas?
I'm from Alabama, Georgia.
Ah, good old Alabama, man. Y'all almost lost to Texas, man. That's kind of crazy.
No, I said Alabama, Georgia, so I root for both teams.
Oh, okay.
This week I was a Georgia fan because we won, sir.
Okay, understandable.
Well, I mean, we won in both sports, but we were more dominant in Georgia, you know, my guy.
Gotcha, understand, man. Well, you know, for this topic, we were talking about communication, and so we playing a little game. So if you can name me the five love languages, I'll be sending you $5 via Cash App.
Well, the five love language, or my five love language, you know, you got physical, I'm gonna go with dietary, because part of love language is food, you know, like part of showing someone you love them is, hey, did you eat, you know? Little things like that.
Okay.
Mental, you know. Check on my mental health. Ask me if I had a long day. Financial, you know, everyone loves to be spoiled, you know. Very simple things, just the minor things.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one I'm going to go with, emotional. You got to be in touch with your partner's emotions. You feel me? So go ahead and send that 5 through. I already know I got it right, sir. I'm sorry, you
only got 2 right that I kind of gave you, because the first one, of course, you had physical touch, and then, you know, you were kind of describing gifts, so I let you have that one too. But it's actually physical touch, gifts, words of affirmation, acts of service, and then quality time. So sorry, man, but, you know, better luck next time.
I think that's what I said, but it's okay. I'll let you have this.
Appreciate you for calling in on the show, man.
No problem, man. Well, you keep doing it. Black excellence, my guy.
And that is it for the call-in section. Appreciate everyone called in on the show. My boy, Ozzy. That caller from Alabama, Georgia. He didn't really explain his state, man. But appreciate all y'all, man. And that is it for the show. Remember, communication. Communication is a love, y'all. Make sure you communicate not only to yourself, but to your family members, your loved ones, your partners, your coworkers, your colleagues, your friends, all of it. Comprehend first. Before speaking, you must listen. Then consider everything that was communicated. And lastly, you have a choice. But all right, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a great week. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you next Monday. Shine and shine out. Peace.